As we mentioned earlier this hour, red states are typically big into the energy extraction industry. And with oil prices continuing to fall, flirting with under $50 a barrel to fresh 5.5-year lows this week, red states are suddenly seeing red in their fiscal budgets. There's pressure on these states from declining revenue. New Mexico is feeling it, so is Louisiana and North Dakota. And in Alaska, where 88 cents of every dollar spent by state government comes from oil production, six high-profile spending projects were idled because of a sudden $3.5 billion budget shortfall. Kyle Hopkins, special correspondent for the LA Times, joins me now. Welcome, Kyle.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So how has this oil slip affected the budgetary issues in Alaska?
Well, it's something that we've been talking about in the state for many months. I mean, we just elected a new governor, and all during the run-up to the election, the low oil prices were a topic of conversation. But what's surprising is how low they went and how low they continue to go. Nobody really thought they would get quite this low. So the urgency in that conversation has really been dialed up. And suddenly you have a new governor who has a job that maybe is not as attractive as it was a few months ago. He's going to have to make his first act in office just, slashing construction budgets, slashing operating budgets to try and make a dent in this massive deficit.
And what kind of capital projects had to be put on hold?
Well, these are the so-called mega projects in Alaska. And outside of the state, one that people might be familiar with is this 1.7-mile bridge across our Cook Inlet, which is the body of water right next to our largest city. And that was at times called one of the bridges to nowhere when there was a lot of discussion about federal earmarks. But a lot of state money goes into that bridge. It hasn't been built yet. It's still in the planning stages. It hasn't happened yet. And so that's one of the projects where the governor has frozen new spending. He's told the state agency responsible for that effort, you can't hire anybody, you can't sign new contracts. All of that's on hold as the state tries to just wait out these low oil prices.
Would you say it's a feature of red state politics in the energy business to resist diversification of the economy, even if often candidates on both sides of the aisle campaign on the subject of diversifying the economy away from single revenue sources like energy?
I'm from Alaska, and I can tell you all through my life, you've always heard politicians talk about, look, we need to diversify. We need other ways to make money because there's only so much oil in the ground. Alaska's gotten rich off of selling oil, and we continue to be a relatively rich state. We don't have a state income tax. We don't have a state sales tax. And everyone knows that there needs to be another source of revenue. But the problem is every time the prices go down and we start to talk about that, the conversation ends as soon as the prices go back up and kind of the urgency is off the table. So it's something that Alaska and Alaska politicians know has to be dealt with, but it's very easy to just kind of kick that problem down the road, given that, at some point the prices go back up and then everyone stops worrying about it.
Well, we certainly have seen some unprecedented fluctuations and structural changes in the economy since the 2009 financial fiasco. Any sense that there's anything in this particular cycle that might be permanent, a permanent change in approach, a permanent lesson learned?
The state government certainly doesn't think it's going to last, or that might be wishful thinking, but their forecasts call for or expect the prices to go up in a couple years. The state has a big savings account, a really big piggy bank of money that was socked away when prices were higher. So they're focused on using that money to bridge the gap. And then longer term, they hope to build a natural gas pipeline to start making money off natural gas that's kind of trapped up on the North Slope that they can't sell because they can't get it to market. I think a lot of the conversation that's happening in Alaska is, well, we've been through this before. We've seen the prices go down before. So the notion that there's something different this time, that the prices won't rebound, it's not something that's being talked about here. And I don't know if that's wishful thinking or if, the experience of having seen it three times over the past decades.
Well, keeping fingers crossed and watching those commodity prices. Kyle Hopkins, thanks so much.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Kyle Hopkins is special correspondent for the LA Times, reporting from Alaska and Anchorage.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.